Joseph's cabin was not the most luxurious place he'd ever bedded down, but it was certainly nicer than a lot of people got on this voyage. He had been at the mercy of his sister Smothering ever since their parents' death. She would have him locked in a tower if she thought she could get away with it. Luckily, Aunt Lila had left him a good amount of money and jewels in her will, so he had a decent amount of his own independent wealth. His sister could forbid him from doing a lot of things, but thankfully, they didn't live in a country where she could actually lock him up or even forbid him from leaving the country without a chaperone. As long as he left an equal amount to the dowry he was worth upon marriage with her or a legal third party in case of ransom, he was free to go wherever he wanted. And he wanted to go and seek his fortune in the New World. There were spices and fabrics and foods and all sorts of wonderful things that people were making great money with now, but Joseph was smart. He knew that with the old countries taking over these new ones, the demand for his cultural wares among the assimilating natives who had disposable income was growing. He had already set up two meetings with two separate governors. Of course, he had to charm them a bit, but he could do that. He wouldn't go so far as to wear his shirt open to an indecent amount, but he would forgo his neckerchief and wear the tightest trousers he could get his hands on. He had never allowed a woman to touch him before. His sister would have killed whomever he allowed. Plus, he didn't want to get a bad reputation. But this was the New World. Nobody knew him or cared. He was not opposed to having a few sexual experiences. Maybe allow some native island women to feel him up? The thought was dangerous, especially if he wanted to build himself a good business reputation, but he could be discreet. The thought, in addition to being dangerous, was also arousing. He could feel a stirring in his cock, the longing for a hand to be wrapped around it. He thought of these new women he would meet, probably lower class than he, and strong. What would it feel like? He would have to settle for his own hand for now. He deftly opened his trousers and ran his hand up and down, allowing himself to feel the friction before he spat into his palm and began pumping himself with vigor. He normally liked it slow and sensual, but a cramped cabin on a crowded ship was not the best place to do that. He lost himself in his island fantasies, idle daydreams of exotic women using his well-bred aristocratic body for their own pleasures. He even imagined several of them at one time. All of them would rip his clothes, leaving him naked before them. One would grab his nipples, the other would cup his arse. One would spread his legs, exposing his cock and balls to the sight of the others. Oh, how he would beg them to leave him alone. He would plead for his modesty, for his chastity. But they would not hear his cries. They would be too mesmerized by his sweet male form to think of anything else but how much they wanted him, how much they longed to devour him. The leader would grab his chin and take his mouth in a possessive, animalistic kiss. She would bite his lips and tangle his tongue with her own while the others played with various parts of his body. He wouldn't take long to start moaning and silently begging them for more. They would oblige, but his pleasure wasn't what they were seeking. It was his job, as a man, to ensure that women were pleased, that his betters were pleased. But hang on. These were not his betters. He was the lord of a good family with breeding and education and brains. How could he be brought so low by these primitives? But he would be. He would be little better than an exotic object to them. Something they could satiate their lust on. He was, after all, going to offer his cultural wares to the New World. Perhaps those wares might include his nipples, which, yes, that's right, one of the women would be pinching with her strong fingers, trying to make them as erect and pink as possible. Yes, he was displaying his wares for people who might want to make use of them. With that thought, he spread his legs as wide as he could with his trousers still on, and imagined himself spreading his naked legs in the fantasy, showing them everything he had to offer and begging them silently to take it. The leader would inspect his little cock and balls just hanging there, vulnerable to her. She would cup and squeeze them to see if they were to her liking. When she decided that they were, she would start pumping his cock. The decent gentleman in him would jerk, as if to close his legs, his decency trying to shine through, but the other women would just spread him open again. God, he had to get out of these trousers, but he wasn't patient enough. He just took his free hand and stuck his fingers in his mouth, lathering them up with saliva, then roughly pushing a finger inside his arse, imagining the leader doing that to him. She wouldn't be gentle about it, she would be merciless. He was just a hole and a shaft for her to use. Joseph was unconcerned with the wanton sight he must have made. One hand on his cock while the other reached behind him to thrust in and out of his hole, that he definitely played with more than once, and allowed one of the serving girls to take a gander at when he was 14. Her lustful gaze was innocent compared to how these women would be looking at him. They would look at him like a piece of meat. The woman who would fuck him with her finger, her gaze would be so hungry at the sight of his hole that she would pull the finger out with no ceremony before shoving her face between his cheeks to eat him out like he was the tastiest bit of meat she'd ever had. Oh, her muscular tongue would be so hot and wet. And it wouldn't quite reach his prostate, so he would just be left on the edge of pleasure. The many hands would turn him over so he was on his knees, his cheek to the ground and his arse in the air. They would hold him there so the leader could get better access to his sweet, tasty hole. Her hands would be digging into the cheeks of his arse, or perhaps his thighs, spreading him wider so he could feel the stretch. The muscles of the rest of his body were growing tight while the muscles around his anus were getting looser. It was begging for something bigger, something deeper. She would add two fingers alongside her tongue. Yes, so now his prostate was being touched. In reality, he leaned forward in his chair so he could get his own fingers deeper inside himself, probing his prostate desperately and whorishly, because that's what he would be reduced to. A whore. Oh, the life of a mindless whore would be so easy. Nothing to worry about except the hands on your skin. Oh, how a dirty part of his brain longed for that. One of the women would be kneeling in front of his head and reaching her arms around his torso to play with his nipples. Her cunt would be so close he would smell it. He would want to get his tongue on it so badly. He so badly wanted to know what a woman tasted like. But when he would try, he would get a smack on the arse. Maybe because he wasn't allowed to act on his own, or maybe because the first who would get to use his tongue would be the leader. Yes, that was it. Once she was done with his arse, she would get him to pleasure her. But one of the other women would be playing with his balls, squeezing them and rolling them, maybe even playfully smacking them. The other would be doing the same thing to his cock. God, all these hands! He couldn't keep track of how many. How many women would touch him? How many would debase him? How many secret, intimate parts of his body would they deflower and desecrate? He wouldn't know, because he would be so lost in his own pleasure. The pumping of his cock, the rolling of his balls, the nails on his nipples, the tongue and finger in his arse. He wouldn't care anymore. Oh, great goddess, oh, great goddess, he said in the loneliness of his cabin. Oh, God. Yes, I want to be fucked so badly, yes, 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 please, please. He imagined saying something similar in the fantasy, but either the women wouldn't understand him or wouldn't care, because they would just continue with what they were doing. But that wouldn't matter, he would reach his climax soon. The hand on his cock would speed up, and he would start babbling and begging again. Yes, please, harder, harder, oh goddess, please! Joseph stroked his cock faster and faster, and he pushed his fingers into his arse, rougher and rougher, treating himself like the whore in his fantasy, trying to reach completion by any means necessary. Harder, faster, yes, that's it, yes, 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 yes! And he came, with great white spurts all over his own hand. His cock twitched through the orgasm and his anus clenched around his fingers. His body was taking so long to come down from the orgasm it was almost painful. He was so exhausted that he couldn't even muster up the energy to take his hands off his cock, or pull his fingers out of his ass, much less make himself decent. That was certainly a different fantasy, he thought to himself. He almost didn't want it to end. What would the woman do after he had come? They probably wouldn't stop what they were doing, they would probably keep going until they themselves were done with him. The one pumping him would probably taste his cum to see how sweet it was. And so would the one playing with his balls. He wondered why his lust-addled mind had only gotten one of the women to put their tongues on him, that being the imaginary leader. The leader would... Yes, the leader would bite his neck. She would sink her teeth deep, as if she were marking him as her own. No civilized woman would want him after that. He would have to be a sex slave to the native New World women for the rest of his life, reduced to his animalistic impulses and gawked at by women all day. Perhaps they would want to use his body multiple times a day. Perhaps... Young Lord! Said the voice of a sailor as she burst through the door. The sight of him, cock in hand and fingers in arse, made her stop for a moment. The swiftness with which she recovered herself was emblematic of how dire the situation was. "We have been boarded,"